This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The Austin City Limits Music Festival starts the second of its two-weekend run today. But before you can fight your way to the front of a stage, you have to figure out how to get to Zilker Park. KUT's Jimmy Moss reports on the dockless scooters' first chance to wade into ACL's alternative transportation pool.
Outside Zilker Park last weekend, scooters lined the large parking lot near Zach Scott Theater. Runners for Bird and Lime, the two largest dockless providers in Austin, were picking up scooters abandoned closer to the front gates and running them from Barton Springs to Toomey Road.
We've actually had an incredible ridership.
Joe Desotel is manager of community affairs for Lime.
And so it really pairs well, I think, with these large events where you can't get automobiles. And so people are looking for all kinds of alternatives to get to these festivals, and certainly scooters have been one of those.
But with every new alternative to get to ACL, there's a new logistical puzzle.
When you look at 75,000 people being located in the same area, you really have to think about logistics a lot, and both in terms of when they're coming into the festival, but also egress and how that works when everybody's trying to leave that area all at the same time. And so we really spent weeks working with the city and other dockless providers to work together to create the overall best experience possible, given the logistical difficulties.
Even with all that planning, there were more 311 complaints about the scooters reported last weekend over previous ones. A Bird spokesperson said in a statement that the company will, quote, be closely monitoring our fleet throughout the duration of the event to support the safety and advancement of our Austin riders and community. Also outside ACL, on Barton Springs, you'll find the older alternative mode of transport, the parade of pedicab operators shuttling people to and from the fest. On the surface, you might think they would feel the sting of the scooter's arrival the most. A pedicab operator named Lamar sits atop his cab waiting for customers to leave Sunday night. He wouldn't give his last name, but he says for him, business is up this year over last ACL.
It's better because there's less cabs. Cabs have quit because of the scooters, so they haven't shown up.
So the scooters are not taking pedicab business at ACL because the scooters have already forced many of the city's pedicab drivers to quit. According to the city's transportation department, the number of pedicab permits have been capped at 500. There has been no drop in the number of permits that have been given out. But anecdotally, from operators like Austin Pedicab and those on Barton Springs Sunday night, the real numbers are down by roughly 25%. Still, many here shrug off the scooters.
I would say, like, it doesn't really affect me personally. I think that Austin's kind of inaccessible the way it's laid out, so I'm happy to see that people have more transportation options.
Joey has driven a pedicab around for 6 years. This is her fourth ACL, and also would not give her last name.
Like, the biased pedicabber in me is, like, sometimes like, oh, I wish you'd take a pedicab ride, but I'm happy that they can get around.
And in a town struggling to figure out the best way to fight traffic, maybe that's the best thing we can all hope for. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.